it, and she said every person there within 10 minutes got up and left. And it was just her and her husband and food for 14. The napkins had, oh no, it had, wow. The food had never been served. Nobody had served a plate. They were so mad. And somebody at some point said, well, if you don't like one, just go home. Well, I will go home. Well, I'll just go home. And one by one, they just all went home. And she said, we just sat there staring at each other. And what the heck just happened? Wow. Well, what happened was family. Watch Scent of a Woman when Al Pacino goes to that Thanksgiving dinner with his family. It goes sideways.
And the other issue, the other issue is when somebody in the family gets divorced. And they've been married to somebody for a long time, mm-hmm. and they've come to these camping trips, and then all of a sudden
they bring the new person.
Well, not just that, but like you know, the
show up alone.
I'll give you an example without giving names. I have a female cousin who was married to a guy who everybody in our family really loved. Well, both of them, you know, but the guy that she was married to, just very extroverted, energetic, funny, kind of the life of the party kind of guy. Right. Just. Doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Never has been the guy to get in that once a year camping family fight. But they parted ways. And right. My female cousin was delicately asked, would it be a problem if we still went ahead and invited your ex because we all really like him? and now this has happened twice in my family. I had an aunt who married a guy and he was my favorite uncle as a kid growing up. And when they divorced after about 20 years, we wanted to still like invite him to Christmas, and she threw a conniption fit. Yeah, I almost lost contact with him.
I've never read the book on etiquette, but right. To me, that is kind of out of line to invite somebody who's no longer. That's not right for her.
But if somebody's your brother-in-law or your cousin or your son-in-law for 20 years. And then all of a sudden,
but you don't invite him to the full family thing. Have him over yourself if you want to.
Well, you know, that's where
I don't think it's fair to her.
To her credit, she
said okay.
She kind of scowled, and then she said fine.
Okay.
And they played nice in the sandbox last year when he came. I think he's coming again this year. So it's one of those deals. But I've seen it go both ways.
Well, but what if she brings the new guy?
Well,
her new boyfriend.
Or now he's with somebody.
Oh, he brings somebody.
Yeah, that's different. That's uncharted waters, Frank. That's a great question. I don't know how exactly.
Well, I think it would be out of line for him to bring somebody, but she certainly has every right to.
Yeah, I would think so.
She's in the family. He's not anymore.
Actually,
I felt that same way about my he's dead now. My late brother-in-law. I love this guy.
Yeah,
he was that guy you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Just could do anything, fix anything, build anything, funny, just very, very likable, and then, boop, he's out of the family. It's weird.
Well, it's not, in my opinion, it's unfair to the rest of the family to not be able to have a continual friendship.
But they can
friendship.
On their
well,
own.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but
it's just weird. I've known a lot of people who, let's say you have a son. And he dates a girl for 5 years. Not married, but date. They live together. And then they break up. Her mom still, or the guy's mom still really likes this girl a lot. And they became very close. And they maintain a relationship. I don't actually think that's a good idea, but I get it. They were friends.
And I have an acquaintance who was married and had two children with this girl. And she left him for his nephew.
Ooh.
And they got divorced, and she married his nephew.
Oh. Almost incest, but not quite.
Well, no, not just marriage. I mean, it's
uncomfortable.
Wow. that's an uncomfortable family reunion.
That is a weird Thanksgiving dinner right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost impossible. I'm just going to say this. For more than six people to get together in a family for any length of time without something going, maybe not horribly wrong, but somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. Or, well, I can't believe, you know, and afterwards, oh, I can't believe she said that in front of everybody. What's she thinking?
And the worst one in my life, though, in terms of family, was when, in an unfortunately intoxicated state, about 15 years ago, I, at 2:30 in the morning, was watching the Jerry Springer show.
Oh, my God.
And they had a promo that says, do you know somebody that would that should be on the Springer show? We'll pay $250 if you give us a lead that somebody comes on the show.
And you and I suggested a family member.
I did. Mm-hmm. I suggested a distant family member who, thank God, doesn't live in Missouri and I know is not listening to this show. But I had a female family member who married a guy and had two kids with him. And ran a business with him and his mother and his stepfather that her kids called Grandpa So-and-so.
Right.
And she ended up leaving the husband for his stepdad.
Oh!
That's Springer material.
And then had a kid with him, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Very
Springer
stuff.
And
that is.
So her husband and his mom fired her from the business and told her to get out. Yeah. And then 3 days later, they called her back because she was the only one who knew how to use QuickBooks and could process the payroll for the company. So they had to bring her back. She's got three sons and two are with her first husband. And then, the youngest one, and her first two sons call her current husband Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear the song "I'm My Own Grandpa"
yeah.
right now.
Definitely,
I haven't heard that.
But
in
here's
a long
the
time.
Deal.
But here's no. Here's real quick to finish it up. Springer's producers listened to me, called me the next day, and asked me to reiterate the story to an executive producer, which I did, which was stupid because before I asked her, I said, "Do you promise?" I said, "You know what? I don't want the $250, but just leave me out of it. Okay, here's the numbers of people you can call. Leave me out. You promise to leave me out of it? Yeah, we promise. Well, we promise. We promise you, Tim.
Nope."
So they make the call, and my family member refused to go on the show. And they call me back and say, "Hey, do you think you can poke her a little bit? You know, maybe give her a little incentive." I said, "No, I gave you your shot. You made the call. She said no. Wash my hands of it. Please just leave me alone." 6 months later, they call her back, and they said, "Hey, yeah, we just wanted to know if you reconsider what we where'd you get this information from?" My cousin asked. They go, "Well, it looks on the notes here like a Tim Woodbury."
Oh, busted. No.
They sold me down the river.
Well, are you really surprised it's the Jerry Springer show?
Maybe they thought doing that would convince me to come on. I don't know. Man, and I had two of the top five most awful phone calls of my life within 30 minutes of that because word spread right. One was from my mother, who I didn't I saw mom and there was no way I was answering that call.
Yeah.
And one was from a number I didn't know who was from the mother. So I answered the call because I didn't know who it was and I have her on my phone. It was from the mother of the cousin that I had talked about. So
you blacklisted from the family for a
well,
while.
I'll tell you, that's one of those things, and we'll probably joke about that this weekend at the family camp reunion, but that's also brings me to the subject that even though I'm 50 and my mom's 70 and my brother's 52, and there's still things that even though they're not illegal or immoral, there's still things that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago that if you bring them up today, it'll start a fight. It'll start an argument.
Yeah.
Things that haven't been talked about in 40 years.
And there's a reason they haven't been talked about.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
right.
be talked
exactly.
about. Here's the deal. For anybody listening, and we're going to take some calls, but for anybody listening right now, and you think, well, I sure wish I had a more of a perfect family. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. Nope. Nobody has it. Nobody. You dig and you get to know anybody well enough. Trust me, you are not the only person who has this dysfunctional family. It comes in different forms, but that family doesn't exist. Let's take who's first here, Bob?
No, Gary.
Gary. Gary, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Frank, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, I called because I think it was Marv called in a couple weeks ago going off on my song, Ode to Billy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Said it didn't make sense, so I thought this is a learning channel, right?
A learning show, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll hip you. He said it didn't make sense they were cutting hay and baling hay in June. Well, it does make sense because you usually get 3 cuts a year on hay.
I think you had an issue with chopping cotton, too.
Well, chopping cotton has nothing to do with the cotton plant. My mom and dad both pick cotton. Chopping cotton is taking a hoe and weeding the weeds out between the cotton plants.
Ah, Okay.
That's what chopping cotton is.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was right. You don't harvest your cotton until the end of the year.
You're still kind of steamed over Marv's call all these days
later. No, I was hoping he was listening. So
he's listening. He's listening.
He said it didn't make sense. And I want to remind you, I am still the number one bidder for the table at Window World Trivia Night.
Well, we need to make contact with each other because I've allowed like a 1 month lull here because of everything else that's gone on.
It's $1,500 was my bid.
Well, then you are the number one bidder to sit at our table.
We're leaving that out there for, you know, I'm sure there's other people that want to bid.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, folks, our current high bid to sit at our table August 14th for the Window World Trivia Night is Gary's bid of $1,500. Thank you for reminding me because I have done some sloppy bookkeeping when it comes to this thing. I do know we got $14,000 already. You're $1,500 and puts it $15,500. So thank you, and stay tuned, because if we get a higher bid, I'll give you opportunity to jump back in there, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, Gary.
Thanks for calling.
You called. Thank you. That's a moon reference. You have to be listening a long time to understand that. And, Dan, don't worry about our guest who's already supposed to be on the phone,
to tell you he can't make it.
Oh, you did forget to tell me. Then
No, he can't. He just told me, though.
Okay, I'll take care of it after talk to Bob, who's been waiting for 14 and a half minutes. Bob, thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Bob with 1-0, 2 days in a row.
No, I didn't call yesterday.
You didn't? Was it the day before?
No, I haven't called him. 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, hang on a minute. We talked to somebody yesterday. I said, is this Bob with 1-0? And the guy said,
was it yesterday or was it Wednesday?
He probably thought, why are you asking me that? But yeah, I do have 1-0.
Or he's trying to be Bob with 1-0. Well, Bob, I'm sorry. Nice to hear from you. What's up?
Well, thank you, Frank. Well, you were calling about, we were talking about camping before.
Yeah.
And you got into a few other subjects.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I think we always hear about Dan's wife, ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear actual stories. They have to be terrific.
Or horrific.
Actual stories?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Dan, he's talking about the ex-wife from hell.
Yes, the ex-wife from the boy's mom.
Yeah. Yes. You really haven't shared any specific stories that would back up your hatred. Maybe you're reluctant to do that because kill you in your sleep.
No, I can. I would be able to share a couple of stories. Yeah,
maybe a little later. Think of one.
Yeah. Bob, I have like three right off the top of my head.
Would you share one of them?
Sure.
Bob, if you want to hang up, Dan's going to share an ex-wife from hell story.
Well, I was going to tell you my camping thing that I thought was pretty good.
Go ahead.
I'm one of those guys that knows how to camp, pretty good at it.
Oh.
And when I was single, it was a great way to get a gal out in the woods and, I don't know,
molester.
They seemed to let loose. It was always fun.
Well, not in a bad way.
One of those
consensual molestation.
Oh, no, it was fun.
Consensual molestation.
It was very, and I had, do you remember Austin Powers?
Sure.
Where they go on the beach and they're camping in that tent with a light on?
Yeah.
And those guys come up on
yes.
The beach. I had one of those moments. So I'm with the girl and she wants to see everything. You know, she wants to turn the light on and she's saying, I want to see it. She's on top of me. She's doing everything you would really enjoy. And
I want to see it. All right.
But she, get the light. I want to see. So we enjoy ourselves. The next morning, we get a tent. We didn't know a family camped right next to us. And there's three boys. They look like that 12, 13, 14 age.
Yeah.
We made their day. Because all of a sudden, they're like, I want to see it. And they're going, but they're making all the sounds. So we put on a show that night.
Mm.
And it was embarrassing for me. I was like, hey, glad I could help. And, you know, she wasn't too excited about it.
Put it under the heading of sex education for those boys.
There you go.
Yeah. They learned from it.
Yeah, I put it under the heading of their parents asked me to leave. That's how that goes.
Oh, man. Right. That's awkward.
Well, you know.
But anyway.
Well worth it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Bob.
Hey, take care. Hey, happy Friday. I mean, happy Father's Day.
Well, thank
you. That's coming up, right?
Yeah. It is. Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. It is Sunday. Well, thank you. Are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Hi, Bob.
All right, then.
Long time listener, Bob with 1-0. Now, save the story, maybe the Playhouse, because I want to take these these other calls. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Let me do this, and we'll talk to Biff, and this would be the business of selling somebody a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet up in Florissant or the Autoplex in St. Peter's. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been there and you've never actually had a chance to meet John Londoff, the next best thing would be the video. My videographer, my personal videographer, Bill Cleveland, and editor Bill Cleveland, did a terrific job. We shot a video for each of the advertisers I speak for. I thought they turned out really well. They're light, hopefully a little entertaining, but at the same time, give you an idea about who these people are that we talk about. And one of the, in fact, I think the first one we shot was with John Londoff, and you'll see us in his office. He'll blow the duck call. We go to the service department, and the whole thing is, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. It doesn't take a long time to watch it, but it's a way for you to maybe get to know the dealership a little better. It's a Chevy dealership. There are several others. I don't know how many. And they also sell Chevys, and I'm sure in many cases the prices are probably close. That's not how they get customers and get repeat customers and then have those customers tell their friends and relatives, you got to go to this place. That happens because of the way they run the dealership and the way they treat people. See, when you sell somebody a vehicle, and then once you get the money and the check clears that the financing is done, you're on to somebody else, and you all but just completely forget about them after that. That's not how you do it. You want to make sure to remember them and remember that they gave you their business. Out of all the other choices they had, they chose you. And you want them to remember you. You want them to walk away from there. And this is, I think, the mindset that John Londoff's dad had, and he still carries it through today. You want your customers to leave there thinking, this was the greatest car buying experience I've ever had. That's your goal. And I think it's accomplished almost all the time. You tell me. Go there and shop. Include them. Notice we always say include. We don't care if you go to 5 car dealers. In fact, if you do, it'll be that much clearer to you that the way they treat their customers is just special. It just is. See, there has to be a reason that so many people say, I hate buying a car. There's a reason they say that. Because a lot of places, it's not pleasant. It's not fun. They're not personable. They just want to sign here, let us deliver, here are the keys. Next, not at Londoff, so the rest is up to you. I would just ask again that you include them next time you're shopping for a vehicle. North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, and the Autoplex in St. Peter's. And you can find out everything and links to St. Peter's through the main site, which is Londoff.com. Biff is next. Biff, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm AM and PM, and I'm getting ready to buy a new
pickup. And you're what?
Getting ready to buy a new pickup truck at Johnny Londoff.
Thank you for that. What's up?
Okay, two quick stories. One, I'm scarred for life because I, too, have felt the wrath of the brown wall on the floor, Frank. Terrible. Terrible.
Who are these people in the middle of the night who poop on the shower floor? Who are those people? We need to know their names.
I don't know. It's a cool place in Eminence, Missouri, where there's like 3,000 camps on the river and horses, and I got talked into going there.
Uh-oh.
The place was amazing until the last day I was there, someone did that, and I got in my truck and drove home. I couldn't take it. I did come back for 15 more years, but I went and bought a brand new RV with a shower and everything.
There you go.
I never had to go in that.
I never
went in that shower house again, Frank. It burned my eye socket.
No,
it's bad.
And I'm serious when I say, who are people who do, what kind of person gets up in the middle of the night and says, I'm going to drop a couple of big logs on the shower floor so somebody will step in them. What kind of people do that?
It's bad. I didn't drop my calendar. I fell down. I'm so trying to avoid stepping on. I fell down and hit my head. It was traumatic, I'm telling you.
Well, you feel my pain.
Yeah. Real quick story. So I don't know if you heard, but the Western Illinois strip bars are back open, which is code word for East Side. Okay.
Okay.
And I just had to check it out last week. I called over there and said, you guys are back open, really? I'm kind of surprised. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going by the guidelines. And I'm like, what's that? Well, you'll just have to come see. Well, you get there. If you don't have a mask, then you got to buy a little chintzy mask for $25.
Now, for people who didn't catch it, you're talking about the East Side strip joints.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they reopened last weekend.
Okay.
But you got to, if you don't have a mask on, then they sell you one, 25 bucks for a 50-cent mask.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. And then the girls are dancing, but the girls are wearing masks, and they were wearing those, like, kitchen gloves. So they walk up and touch you, but they have rubber gloves on. I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what the point of this is, you know?
Right.
It was crazy.
Well, that's, you know? That's a great added benefit for the ugly girls, because if they got a good body but a butter face, then the mask actually helps them. But I think it's kind of a creepy look, a naked girl with kitchen gloves and a mask on. There's just something weird about it.
I'll text the photo into the show if you want when I hang up. I got a picture. This girl's attractive. She's in her little lingerie outfit, and she's got a mask on like a doctor would have. And it was insane. I'm like, they're taking their clothes off and getting naked, and they're wearing masks and rubber gloves. I'm like, what's the point? I couldn't figure it out, Frank. I felt like I was on an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Well, Biff, no one here will ever know what you're talking about, because radio people don't go to those places.
No.
Guys in radio don't frequent places like that. All right, Biff, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you for the call. I can absolutely honestly say I have never been to any of those places, or Sogier or wherever it is, those PTs. I've never been there.
Yeah?
No. I don't have any desire to go there.
Neither have I.
Because when I was in the service, when I was in the service, you're bored. You got nothing to do, and near the Army base, there those, and I saw those places, and I never did understand it. I didn't get it. It's dimly lit. And when you do finally get a real kind of good look at some of these chicks, they look pretty good in the dim light from a distance with certain pink lighting or rose lighting. And then, and the music was real cheesy on some crappy.
Jeez.
That's right, Red Boyle's sound system. And they come out with some made up dance they do. And I don't know. I didn't dig it. And then there are couples who go sometimes to those places.
Yeah, there are. There are.
I'm not sure. Maybe they go to a different kind of place. I don't know. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy.
I want to extend a happy Father's Day to you and your cadre.
Well, thank you. Cadre, that's everybody here who's a father.
Yeah. Thank you, Billy.
You're in that now.
I am.
For the first time.
My first Father's
your
Day.
Your first real Father's Day with Theo. Thank you, Billy.
I'm going to start on one question, but I remember I was 15 or 16. I went to see, you remember this name, Evelyn West and her treasure chest.
Yes, Evelyn West and her treasure chest, I think, made an appearance or two at the Grand Burlesque Theater in St. Louis.
Yes, that's correct. I was about 15. I put on my mother's mascara, drew a fake mustache on myself.
To look old enough to get in?
I think they felt sorry for me. I don't think I fooled anyone. They let me in.
Yeah.
She's about 80 years old. What the heck?
Oh, she was 80 when you saw her?
Yeah, she was old. Yeah, way back.
You know what, though? When you're a young kid,
That was over 50 years ago. That was a half century ago.
Yeah, but when you're young, boobs are boobs. You don't care how old they are.
Yeah, I know, but it was, I said, gee.
Well, maybe when you live up to a certain expectation and then you see the real thing, you're like, oh, all right, if it's a lot older.
You hit the nail on the head, and I was sort of disappointed. What I called about, however, you have a sound bite of a girl saying, are you serious?
Yes.
Was that ever
explained? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's it. Did anyone ever explain to you what that was about?
Well, we lifted it years and years ago from a caller to Kevin Slayton's show.
Correct. That was about 25 years ago.
Oh, so you remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was at the other station, and he had a show on before ours, and this girl called, and that's a tiny part of what was like a 25-minute dialogue.
Oh, it was. Her name was Melissa, by the way.
Yes. Wow. Yes, that's exactly. Oh. Wow, you got a good memory, Billy.
Well, I've been listening to him for about 35 years.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
And,
yeah, that
and
is.
And he just mocked and ridiculed a poor girl. She was unaware that she was being. She made a request. She thought she was calling Casey.
Right.
She wanted to hear the song Blinded by the Light.
Yeah. And she just picked the wrong station.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go into some details. So she was trying to request a song, and he kept her going for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And he could do it, too.
Wow.
Oh, and so he asked her about her grades. She was a CD student at best. And he said, I bet your parents are proud of you. And she couldn't believe she had called. She said, are you serious, about 6-7 times.
Oh, no, are you serious?
I have to tell you. Look, anybody in radio, if you're in it long enough, you get one of those shows and one of those moments. And for him and his show, that was about as entertaining. And you can't plan it. You don't see it coming. But you have to be able to milk it like he did. And he did. I mean, he knew exactly how to play her.
I feel bad for her.
I didn't. because it was so entertaining. But and the reason I didn't feel bad for her, honest to goodness, Billy, I don't know that she ever really got it. That she
never did.
No.
I think she did not get it.
No.
She was incredulous.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's one thing if you know somebody's feelings are hurt. I don't think her feelings were hurt. I don't think even to the time she hung up, she knew what was going on.
And
she was pretty ditzy.
Another one in there where it says, no, are you serious?
No, I'm serious. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's her.
That's it.
Billy, you are the only guy that's ever called. And Billy deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
And said that you knew who Melissa was. Yeah, good old days. Good old days.
Yeah, that was about 25 years ago. And, Kevin, he's still around and still the king of sports radio.
Well, if you ask him, he is the king. And I don't know where he is on, but I guess he's on somewhere.
He's on a station in St. Genevieve.
Okay.
His station lost its license, as you know.
Right. Well, I missed that show. That was a good show.
It was an excellent show. You can get him online, though. He's online. You can get him online. Yeah.
Well, I've always liked Kevin. I don't want to get into all the personal stuff people want to get into, but as an entertainer and somebody who could keep a non-sports person like me listening and is a sports guy, that's how good he was at what he did, and I guess still is. And even a non-sports person, I found it extremely entertaining.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't mean to hold up any of your time. I'm going to get off here so someone else can get on. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. Anytime, Billy. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay.
Billy's called before. Billy has a great character voice.
He does.
He'd be a character in a regular TV series or a movie or something.
Here, Dan added a Facebook entry, and it's self-explanatory. My suggestion, Dan, is you play... The Brokaw part's not that long.
The whole thing is 2 minutes long.
Well, the Ozzy Osbourne thing goes a little long, so maybe play it into about 20 seconds of Ozzy.
Okay.
They'll get the idea. See, you want to leave them wanting more so that they go to look at it.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
It's on our Facebook page. It's also on YouTube if you want to. Look on YouTube, just type my name in, Dan Strauss War Pigs.
Oh, big time.
Now, you know what could happen here? You know, these people that make like $10 or $12 million a year because they get so many people watching them on YouTube, this thing could take off like wildfire.
Well, heck yeah.
And you wouldn't have to work here anymore.
Next thing you know.
No, and I'm going to start.
Dan's
well, let's hear
sensation.
It. Let's hear. You go ahead. You introduce it.
Okay. This is me doing, it's Tom Brokaw going into Ozzy Osbourne with Black Sabbath and War Pigs singing about the coronavirus.
This is going into Ozzy. Not a sexual.
The toilet paper shortage has hit epic proportions. People think that toilet paper has healing properties to combat the coronavirus. Experts say since the lockdown, toilet paper has caused people's butts to grow larger. We'll have more. This is Tom Brokaw, ABC Nightly News. And now, here's Ozzy Osbourne.
Now, this is the part where you can't see it right now, but this is where he turns around and lowers his head, and he's transforming himself into Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Black sunglasses and long black hair.
Right.
Oh, the hair does look pretty good.
It really works well with just the audio.
People gather in their masses, buying paper for their asses.
Sounds like Harvey Feinstein.
Sanitizer destruction of the virus's construction.
You want to end it here?
Testing.
I wanted to end it about 30 seconds ago.
At least that's what they say.
Well, actually,
all right, let's leave them wanting more. Leave them wanting more.
Okay.
This way we make them go to the Facebook page. And after about 10 seconds of the voice, you can just turn it down and watch him as Ozzy Osbourne. And if you don't hear it, you might actually think, hey, Ozzy Osbourne. Well done. And only I was watching it. My wife was in the room and she heard that and she said, what in the world are you listening to? I said, oh, it's Dan. And she just went, oh, and she walked out. She knew
instantly. Just made
she
sense.
Didn't have. Yeah. And once you say it's Dan, well, okay, whatever it is, no matter how weird it might sound. Oh, well, it's Dan. Limey, did you have anything
else? No, I didn't have anything. No.
All right. We can close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed.
I do like that harmonica lesson idea while this all of this is going on.
I think you're missing a great money-making opportunity. There's a... I talked to Tim earlier today. What did you watch last night that you told me you normally don't pay to rent anything, but what did you watch?
Bombshell.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's current, that's the Fox News chicks story. You can just turn the sound off and look at these women. Mm-hmm. It's worth the rental fee for that. I watched that Thing You Do from 2001 or 2003, somewhere in there, early 2000s. Tom Hanks wrote it, directed it.
96.
If you want to just,
It was 96.
Really?
There was a promo on that today.
Hang on a second. Hold on. 96. No, I was just adding USA Today yesterday about the 20th anniversary of That Thing You Do. I don't know how it could have been released in 96.
Well, their IMDb page says it was released on October 4th of 96, directed by Tom Hanks, screenplay Tom Hanks.
Wow. Why was there an article about the 20th reunion of the people, those four guys on That Thing You Do? That's not 20 years.
Oh, no.
That's 24 years, actually. Maybe nonetheless, it's a good, it's a feel-good movie. If you want to feel good, and it almost makes you, not almost, it makes you want to go back to, in the movie, they're supposed to be in the year 1964, and it makes you want to go back there. Boy, that was what a great time. At least, and I got to live, during that time where it was just a completely different world. And if you just want to feel good and get excited and almost feel what they're feeling when their record gets played on the radio, and you can, it's really well done. And the other thing that always impresses me is the opening scene of That Thing You Do is a shot of a street in the town where they live, and one of the guy's dads owns an appliance store. All of those cars on the road from the 60s and the storefronts, again, a case where they nailed it. They reproduced and replicated 1964. And I don't know how. I think in Hollywood there are just warehouses and warehouses of stuff. Like in the store, there was one wall of appliances. Everybody used to have those radio clocks. It was a tabletop. The left side of it, let's say, would be a big radio, a big clock face, an analog clock, and the right was the speaker grill. And it was a clock radio.
I have your answer.
And they had all, Okay, what?
It did come out in 96, but the story you wrote, that you read, it said that the actors who portrayed the band are going to take part in their first public reunion in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Ah, okay, that's what I saw.
20 years.
Right.
Well, it's fun, and it's just a feel-good, great movie. And Liv Tyler. And Charlize Theron is in it, which I didn't remember. She's one of the girlfriends who leaves the guy in the band and runs away with the dentist. And boy, is she beautiful in that movie. And that has to have been one of the first things she ever did. So That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks, that's my recommendation. Now, I'm going to do a bit of business.
Mark has the traffic bulletin.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah, he's a truck driver.
There it is. Marked as well. We have to stop everything for that. Let's go now to Mark, the truck driver, for this traffic bulletin. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I want you to know I'm AM in the PM.
That's good to know.
And on the Poplar Street Bridge, now, I don't know, he kind of resembled Ozzy, but there was a man sitting on his rear end on the Illinois side of the westbound Poplar Street Bridge with his head in his hands and not wearing one stitch of clothing.
So a nude guy.
Totally a birthday suit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wasn't Bill Clubman, was it?
Does he have a sign or anything? Is he carrying anything?
No sign. He just had his head in his hands, and it looked like there might have been an officer in there with a black uniform, but I saw no squad car.
Oh.
Or, in a trailer truck, you just, get a real good look, you just get what you get and keep going safely, But he's there, everything hanging out.
Man. That's when you know you're having a bad day. You're naked on a bridge.
And he's sitting down with his head in his hands, how could you see everything hanging out? If he were standing, I could see that.
Stopped and jumped out of the truck.
Want to check out Schmeckle.
Mark pulled over and said, stand up, let me get a look at that thing.
He said, what we refer to as truck driver, he's leaning back against the Jersey wall.
Oh,
right.
The concrete wall.
Oh, leaning back.
Oh, right, yeah. It was how he was positioned. I get it.
He's on the medium, not in the traffic lane, leaning back against the wall with his hands on his elbows on his knees and his hands and his head in his hands.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's I'm sure not a good look. Something I could do without.
It was totally exposing, sir.
Disturbing.
I'm sure it's good. A helicopter has got to get this on the 6 o'clock news.
I doubt it. If they do, it'll be from a long, long, long shot. You're not going to really see anything. Was the guy going to jump, or did they take him into custody? I mean, is he still there?
I don't know if he was going to be a jumper or not. It looked like somebody may have talked him down to sit there until the authorities got there, I reckon, maybe. Not sure.
Okay.
I just got a real quick glimpse, but I know exactly what I wish I hadn't saw.
Thank you. Thanks for warning other people, Mark. Appreciate it.
Actually, I thought it might have been a chick, but doggone it, I was let down there.
That backfired.
Yeah. Been a whole different thing if it had been a good-looking woman sitting there. Just leave her.
Never
stand up
thing.
Turn around a couple of times. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
You are welcome. AM and PM, always.
This is the Frank Opinion Rewind. We'll have more after this on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. This is KFNS Profiles.
In this edition of the KFNS Profiles, we focus in on when the Major Indoor Soccer League came to St. Louis.
Hulser in front, winds up, shot, goal, Larry Hulser!
And to Donnie Ebert, he fires to the right side and a goal, scored by Donnie Ebert, that's a 5-2 game.
Centers it across and a goal!
And a ball.
Tony Bellinger!
The MISL's version of the Steamers lasted from 1979 to 1988. The first head coach of the Steamers was Pat McBride.
When I did get a chance to coach the Steamers, the nucleus of our team was the St. Louis Flair. I really think that out of the 10 years that I played, hey, that was a real shining moment when we did field St. Louis players to start a professional game.
The St. Louis Steamers would reach the finals three times in their nine seasons, but never win an MISL championship. The St. Louis Steamers and the Major Indoor Soccer League in this edition of the KFNS Profiles.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices to leverage a higher price home. Call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Yellowstone, we've gotta see it. It's been there a million years, so I guess there's no hurry. I remember when our son was a kid. Boy, that seems like a million years ago. Wow. You know, maybe it's time for this geezer to get to that geyser. How about you? Don't wait too long. Rent an RV from Byerly for an adventure of a lifetime, or buy one and make every weekend a little vacation.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Baseball is back this summer in Ofala, Missouri with the new CarShield Collegiate League at CarShield Field. You don't want to miss out on their promotional nights, including
Friday Night Fireworks, Superhero and Princess Night, and more.
For tickets, visit OfalaHoops.com/schedule. All tickets are $12 and are general admission, a perfect option to get outside without breaking the bank. They're proud to say that baseball is back, and they cannot wait to see you at CarShield Field this summer.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
Looking for a place to work with competitive pay and a great reputation? Then Kenstra Ready Mix Concrete is the company for you. Apply now at KenstraReadyMix.com. They complete a variety of projects while delivering the most advanced concrete in the world. A fourth-generation family business, they prioritize safety for their employees and the public. Compensation is $25 per hour minimum with full benefits. With local deliveries only, that means you're home every night. Kenstra is an equal opportunity employer. Visit KenstraReadyMix.com. That's K-I-E-N-S-T-R-A, ReadyMix.com for all the details.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is Diana with Neustadter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Hockey coverage like no other on 590 The Fan.
And it is our pleasure to be joined by Patrick Sharp.
I know all about the downtown here at, in St. Louis.
It's about the best town in North America, isn't it? What looking for a laugh there? Oh, my God.
I was a little nervous. I'll tell you one thing, though. I got maybe the best fans. I'll say that much.
It's only here on 590 The Fan. 590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis teams. K KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
This is the Frank Opinion Rewind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
That means it is Playhouse time.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th edition of Vineyard's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Still open for business, still taking appointments to give you in-home estimates. Still installing entry doors and windows, and everything that they do so well. We'll tell you more about Window World and how, yes, you can still get your windows replaced. Even in the midst of this chaotic, bizarre, whatever this is we're in the middle of, that hopefully will be over one day soon. Let's do some introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
At the control board, the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland will join us in a couple of moments from his home in Crestwood behind the coronavirus-proof glass. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only. You can still get home loans, car loans, or information on the CARES loans for your business. If you need to get your safe deposit box out, well, all you have to do is ask at the drive-thru. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more,
go to
firstcommunity.com.
Oh, wait, well, we will. Hang on a second. No, okay, wait.
Well, we were thrown off by Mar.
Yeah,
Mar.
Right.
It threw us off.
I don't know why I said Mar.
I'm going to edit this out real quick. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Radio edit.
To find out more, go to
firstcommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
That was really well done, Dan. That was smooth as glass.
Yeah, so good.
I might add, Dan Strauss has made an addition, a contribution to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. I can't explain it. You just have to go see it. It's Dan. That's all I need to say. It's Dan.
Yeah.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman for the Cutco Knife Company, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ, currently head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, charge of the digital clock, the setting of it, the resetting, the checking, and the rechecking. It's 518-0809. 518-10, just in case you're setting your own watch or clock. You don't have to set your cell phone. That's done by satellite or something. So it sets itself. You don't have to worry about that. But it is 518-23. That's the same time I see on the U.S. Naval Observatory clock, so we know it is correct. It is accurate. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
big hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice. He appears every Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour to destroy us all emotionally and psychologically by reminding us all how stupid we are when he kills us at trivia. And he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you have any legal issue in your world, Scott and his team can either handle it for you or recommend an expert in your particular issue or cause on either side of the river. For a free consultation, email Scott Sherman, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's law office.